This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha have been adjourned till 12 noon amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla took up questioner. The opposition members started sloganeering demanding discussion on special intensive revision in Bihar and other issues. Mr. Birla appealed to the opposition to allow questioner, saying that people of the country are watching their conduct.
सदन में तख्तियां लेकर आने वालों पर मुझे निर्णायक कार्रवाई करनी पड़ेगी। आप जाइए सदन में बैठिए, मुद्दों पर चर्चा करिए, प्रश्नकाल पर हर मुद्दों पर हर विषय पर नियम प्रक्रियाओं के तहत आपको चर्चा और संवाद करने का पर्याप्त अवसर दिया जाएगा।
Amid the noisy scene, Union Railways Minister Ashwin Vaishnav replied to a question related to railway projects in Bihar. The opposition members continued the protest, due to which the speaker adjourned the house till 12 noon. The Rajya Sabha was also adjourned till 12 noon amid uproar by opposition members following rejection of the adjournment notices on different issues. When the house met at 11 a.m., the opposition members pressed for discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar and other issues through adjournment notices, but the deputy chairman Harivansh rejected the notices. News just in, Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. Budgetary allocation made to Bihar for railway projects has been increased by 9 times in the last 11 years. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha, Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, 11 years before the annual budget for railway in Bihar was only 1,132 crore rupees and now it has increased to 10,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed the House that various railway projects which were pending for many years have now been completed. He said that redevelopment work on 98 stations is going on in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 4-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives today. In the first leg of his visit, he will hold discussions with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Prime Minister Modi will also interact with business leaders of both the countries.
This visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance. The India-UK partnership was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2021 and since then has seen regular high-level political exchanges and both sides remain committed to taking this partnership to even higher levels.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Chandrasekhar Azad and Lokmanya Tilak on their birth anniversaries. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi wrote that Mr. Azad's role in India's quest for freedom is deeply valued and continues to inspire the youth to stand up for what is just with courage and conviction. Remembering Lokmanya Tilak, the Prime Minister described him as a pioneering leader who played a vital role in kindling the spirit of India's freedom movement with unwavering determination. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. The IMD said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely to be expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Telangana today. Thousands of devotees across the country are observing Shravan Shivratri today, marking one of the holiest days in the Hindu calendar, dedicated to Lord Shiva. Temples are filled with chants of Om Namah Shivaya as worshippers gather to perform special pujas, offer sacred water and milk to Shivlingams. Indian equity benchmark Sensex and Nifty were trading higher today amid positive global cues. The BSE Sensex climbed 233 points or 0.28% to 82,420 and the NSE Nifty 50 advanced 64 points to trade at 25,125 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.